Now, while most of the international community has taken a neutral stand on Gaza, criticizing the violence on both sides, this offensive has also seen unprecedented condemnation of Israel's actions. Latin American nations have been particularly vocal. Brazil, Chile, Ecuador, Peru, El Salvador all recalling their ambassadors, and Bolivia declaring Israel a terrorist state. Iran and the Arab League have lashed out at the assault on Gaza, but individually, each of the Middle East and North African nations have had varying levels of condemnation of Israel. Very few have openly supported it. Of the ones that have, the most noticeable are Canada, the United States and the UK, who've all said they respect Israel's right to defend itself. And Nasreen Shamela joins me now from West Jerusalem. Nasreen, perhaps the first question should be, what is going on with those talks in Cairo? Any indication at all of any progress?
Well, Sami, both the Israelis and Palestinians, the delegations that are there in these ceasefire negotiations, are being very secretive about the details. I'll tell you what we do know. We do know that the Israelis have met with the Egyptian officials and talked about their demands with them and have left for Israel for further consultations with the government. We know from the Palestinian side that the Palestinian delegation has met with Egyptian officials this afternoon and are waiting for the response from the Israelis to their demands. What we also know from Palestinian sources that these negotiations are very difficult ones. We understand from these sources that Israel believes that some of the Palestinian demands are impossible to meet, such as opening all six crossings into Gaza, rebuilding the airport, building a seaport, and releasing the fourth batch of Palestinian prisoners who were detained before the Oslo Accords were signed. At the same time, the Palestinians feel, the delegation there feels that the demilitarization of Gaza, which is a key Israeli demand, is a non-starter for Hamas. This makes these negotiations very challenging and difficult, and this means that the temporary ceasefire that is about to expire on Friday morning should probably be extended so that both sides are able to work through these challenges and issues and try to meet a common ground. We understand that Israel has expressed its readiness to extend the ceasefire. Hamas said it's ready to fight as soon as this ceasefire expires, but we do know from Palestinian sources that it is highly likely that Hamas will agree to extend the temporary ceasefire and accept the extension so that a more durable ceasefire or truce could be negotiated.
Nasreen, how are Israelis reflecting on this conflict since we're sort of marking 1 month on here? Do they think it was worth it? Do they feel they achieved their military goals?
The Israeli public's view on this military operation is actually very interesting, because we understand from a recent poll that we've been reading about in Haaretz, a well-known newspaper here, is that around half of the Israeli public feel that neither side has won. Around 56% of Israelis feel that the goals that the government has set out in this military operation, especially eliminating the tunnels, have not been fully achieved, only partially achieved. What's interesting, however, is that the approval ratings of the government are actually astonishingly high. We understand that 77% approval ratings have been given to Netanyahu, the prime minister, and Moshe Yaalon, the defense minister, and Benny Gantz, who is the Israeli chief of staff of the army, actually has a very high rating, which is 83%. This means that despite the high death toll among Israeli soldiers in this military operation that is unmatched in other previous operations, it means that the Israeli public feels that the government has made the right decision about starting this operation and about going ahead with it, even though the losses were actually quite high in the army this time. But general approval from the Israeli public that the government made the right choice by going into Gaza.
Well, Nasreen Shamela from West Jerusalem there. Thanks for that.